This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm doing great because it's week two of Halloween month here on The Complete Guide to Everything.
You're not too scared by now?
I'm scared. I'm frightened.
But it's probably making you feel alive like you haven't felt in a long time.
Tom, you have no idea. I mean, I've been terrified for the last 6 or 7 months, but
I can see you right now. You're physically shaking.
Yeah, but at least I know I'm alive, right?
Well, at least you're keeping. It's going to be hell to edit out all the teeth chattering. But
dead men don't shake. They say.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, dead men don't shake. That's okay. How I know I'm alive.
Oh, I thought you were saying that you'll be dead by the end of the episode, so then we won't have to worry about all the teeth chattering.
Oh, no.
Chattering? No. Clattering?
Chattering.
Chattering, yeah. Because you chat with your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
How did that become like a toy or whatever, the chattering teeth?
I don't know, joke shops?
Yeah, but what's so funny about that? Who got that idea? Why chattering teeth? All right, relax. It's not hilarious.
I will not relax.
You associate it with funny because that's what we've been told that it's a funny thing. But Tim, I'm about to blow your mind. It's not actually that funny.
I mean,
if you think about it, it's pretty sick.
Yeah,
can you imagine that happened in real life? You saw that happen? You saw some old man's teeth come out of his mouth and start chattering away on the floor? You'd probably puke. You'd be sick.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Well, I don't like it.
Do they all have... They have feet, too, right? They have little feet that they walk around on?
A lot of them do. I don't know if you could say that definitively about all of them, I believe.
Would you say the ones with the feet are funnier?
No, I don't think they are, because they don't...
It's teethless feet.
It depends. If it's the realistic-looking feet, that's pretty funny. But a lot of times, it's just like a piece of plastic, like, you know, blue piece of plastic that's...
Oh, no. No, come on, man. I'm not here for that.
Yeah. Maybe if the teeth don't look that realistic, sure. But if you got realistic teeth, I want to see realistic feet.
Yeah. Human-sized. What if they made man-sized feet with the chattering teeth? Then would you laugh?
So they were man-sized feet, but man-sized teeth as well?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't like that at all.
Too terrifying. What if they had
I don't think
legs?
It would work either. Legs?
Yeah.
Like sexy legs?
Yeah, man-sized feet, lady legs.
Okay.
And then a man's teeth chattering on top of the legs.
Full-size legs?
Yeah. Yeah, two-thirds size legs.
Two-thirds. You're thinking about shipping and logistics of these things.
You know it.
I'd find that not funny. I'd find that very scary, I think, actually.
Yeah, it's like a Toy Story creation.
The bad kid. He had a bunch of toys like that. They were like glued together. Monstrosities.
What's his name? Scott?
No, it was Spike or something.
Trevor?
Maybe it was Trevor.
Nah, it just seems like, I don't know, the Trevors that we grew up around were
they
you
were
know,
all
that
bad
kind
kids.
Of kid. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There wasn't a good Trevor in the lot, huh?
No, there really wasn't. I don't know if I've met one to this day.
Yeah, I don't get people who are still naming their kids Trevor. Don't do it.
I don't meet very many adult Trevors. Oh, we're going to hear from the Trevors this week. Well, look
out.
You
know why I don't like Trevors? Because they remind me of Tremors, and that's terrifying.
Well, that's a scary... Talk about scary. Some big-ass worms underground that eat people?
Yeah.
Terrifying.
The movie Tremors always freaked me out as a kid. And I don't think it was because of the Tremors. I think it was just the general vibe of the people fighting the Tremors kind of depressed me.
Yeah, they were always, I don't know, there was a lot of gruesome people being killed. Was Kevin Bacon in one of those movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, it's like in the desert. Yeah. Yeah, it was a weird vibe of a movie.
They were like wearing like dirty tank tops and stuff.
Yeah,
that vibe. I didn't like it when I was a kid.
A lot of it was during the day, so you kind of thought like, oh, how scary could this movie be? It's during the day. Yep. And then, you know, the answer is pretty scary.
Yeah, and the USA Network would just play it right in the middle of a Saturday afternoon. It wasn't scary.
What's the last scary, like legitimately scary movie you've seen?
I don't think I've been scared by a movie in the last 25 years.
No? Wow. Oh, we got a regular tough guy over here.
Yeah. I mean, they're movies, Tom. They're made with movie magic. They hire actors to say the lines.
I've talked about it on this show. I watched the Kerry Russell alien abduction movie, and that scared the pants off of me a few months ago.
Yeah.
But that's because that's real.
It was a documentary?
No, but it was based on things that actually happened.
Hmm. Are you afraid of aliens, though?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah, I guess so. It's Halloween month. I thought we'd revisit it. And Tom, this is the spookiest Halloween month yet, because at the end of the month, we're going to go to hell.
You're teasing that already?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I guess why not?
Tease it out. We're going to take a trip to hell. I think that's a pretty big...
Who knows if we're going to come back.
Event episode. We might just like it so much we'll stay down there.
Well, I don't think that's a possibility. I think it was more, you know, the guy in charge down there might not allow us to come back. Mm-hmm. I'm very doubtful that we'll like it so much we'll refuse to come back.
Maybe he's not that hard on the people that, like... are just there to check it out.
Yeah, that sounds like the devil. He's not hard on people just there to check out hell.
Yeah, like if you're damned for all eternity and go there, that's one thing. He's just like, well, now I got you. But this could be some good press for the devil and hell.
Right. So if we're not damned hell, if we're just there to check it out, you think he'd be like, all right, well, you know, my name's Satan. If you have any questions, you know, just feel free to find me.
Take a look around.
Yeah.
Feel free to open any of these doors.
Right. Any,
there's a nightmare behind each one of them.
There's a unique nightmare behind each door. Feel free to take as much time as you need to see if it suits you.
Yeah. But, you know,
a lot of people are saying we're living in hell right now, Tim.
I would agree.
Yeah. I mean, things can always get worse, as we've learned over the past year, when it's like, well, that's about as bad as things can get, huh? And then something else happens.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about the fact that the new Batman movie was delayed till 2022 now.
Is that so? 2022?
Yeah. I was just like, who knows, you know, if anybody's still even going to be here by then.
Who knows if anybody's going to remember or still care about Batman at that point.
They might have to remind everybody of what happened to Batman's parents in the beginning of the movie, just so people are on board.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. They should kind of flash back to it, I think, every 15 minutes of the movie, in case you forgot.
Yeah, they've been pushing all these movies back. And I think it's a little bit because of production, but I think also...
I think it's because of the pandemic.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Tim, that I think that they're like, you know what? We don't know for sure what's going to be the deal with going to movies even a year from now. So let's just, you know, hedge our bets here and push it out till 2022.
Yeah, that stinks. Yeah, everything, Tom, everything about this dang pandemic. It's a thorn in my side.
There hasn't been one thing yet that I've liked, if I'm being completely frank with you.
Yeah, you would think.
I don't know if that's a controversial thing to say, but
I don't like to think of things as like in binary, something all good or all bad, but I'm struggling to find the positive aspect about this whole pandemic.
Yeah. Well, Tim, let's not dwell on the pandemic. Let's talk about it. Let's leave that in the past and just focus on the fact that it's the spookiest month of the year, Halloween month. This week, we're talking about some Halloween legends, some not tales from around the campfire, tales from around the block as you're trick-or-treating, maybe?
Is that something you prepared?
No. Tim is right off the top of my head. Tales.
I wasn't complimenting it. That didn't make any sense.
Tales that maybe are whispered into your ear by a employee at the Spirit Halloween store as you're shopping for your costume?
Is the Halloween costume shopping experience supposed to be spooky?
No, I mean, it's always, well, I've never really been Halloween costume shopping early. I've always been, you know, last minute I would get invited to something and be like, oh, I need to go get a costume. And I just remember going to like a Spirit Halloween store on Halloween. And that was pretty scary, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's very crowded in there.
Yeah. I can't find, speaking of which, my Batman mask. I don't know where the hell that thing went to.
Your cowl?
Yeah, I bought that after. Here's a good tip. After Halloween on November 1st, that's when it's a good time to go to Spirit Halloween store and stock up on just everyday costumes, capsules of fake blood, stuff that you can use throughout the year.
Nice. Yeah, you really just fill up your cart.
Yeah. You know, just pancake makeup. You never know when you might need it.
Tom, I have years and years worth of pancake makeup in my home. I don't need it. It'll last me for the rest of my life.
The stuff doesn't go bad.
Yeah, it tastes
but
delicious
we're talking about legends, and I've kind of separated these legends into two different. Yeah.
Cool. Great preparation, by the way.
No, I'm just trying to think of how to articulate it, Tim, because some of these are legend. I guess they're all legends, but some lean into the there's no question of whether they're real or not. We know they're real, and you should be scared of them.
Is this a ghost or alien thing?
No,
again?
It's not a ghost or alien thing, or even a skeleton thing, Tim. You know about this big skeleton everybody's on about?
Yeah, the 12-foot skeleton.
Yeah, why is everybody going nuts over this 12-foot skeleton?
I don't know. It doesn't seem that big. It's not a real skeleton, right?
I was under the impression it was. I thought that was the only reason why people were freaking out about it.
Oh.
Is people are like, not only were giants at one point real, you can buy their remains at Home Depot. Because that's newsworthy. I don't care where you fall on the political spectrum. That right there is newsworthy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be offended if I saw that on the news.
If that was the lead story on the national news.
You can buy a big skeleton at Home Depot.
Giants real? Home Depot seems to confirm it. Tim, all right. So we're going to talk. Let me start off with some of the more common urban legends you hear around Halloween. Have you heard about the idea that you have to check your Halloween candy for needles and razor blades? Did you have to do this when you were a kid?
You know what? Yes, but I was told to, and I feel like my parents were really vigilant about it.
Right.
For about 5 or 6 minutes after I was done trick-or-treating. And then they were just kind of like, there's probably nothing in these. go have at it. I'm going to bed.
Well, I think one of the things with the idea of razor blades and needles and poison or whatever inside Halloween candy is that it would have to be in the type of Halloween candy that isn't sealed. And those were always the type of Halloween candies that kids didn't want anyway.
Right.
But it was like, oh, my Necco wafers might be spiked. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to not take my chances and just throw those out.
I mean, you could slip it. Like, I think the thinking is like a fun size Reese's peanut butter cup. Mm-hmm. You could slip it in, and if it's a razor blade, it's just a small slit, right? And like a kid would just rip that open and chow down.
Right. Well, apparently it never actually happened. It was the result of, for the most part, two tragic things that happened. One was a kid ate his uncle's heroin, like around Halloween. Mm-hmm. And somehow that morphed into the idea that it was in Halloween candy. And then a kid did die from cyanide in a pixie stick, but it turned out his dad did that to him. Talk about a bad dad.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, even if it's a stranger doing this stuff, like mm-hmm. putting a razor blade in candy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you'd need to be a real jerk to do something like that.
Wow. Tim not mincing words tonight. Yeah, you would have to be a real jerk. And also, I don't think that it would be... I don't know. I think it would be... I remember as a kid, not even trying, I was able to keep mental inventory of what candy I got from what houses. And I kind of kept that...
At some point, the Snickers bars all run together.
Yeah, well, I guess if an evil person were looking to do this. All right. So here's the first tip. If you're looking to put needles or razor blades in Halloween candy, you got to put it in the most popular candy. So then it isn't traced back to you.
Yeah. But Tom, can you just clarify that you don't think anybody
should
do that?
Under no circumstances should you do that. But if you had to, because I just always heard like, oh, it's in like an apple. And it's like, oh, I'd remember what asshole gave me an apple.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat an apple from somebody.
Right.
Of course, there's going to be razor blades. That's why I don't eat apples. There's razor blades in all of them.
But this is, you know, two different incidents that, you know, were not there. There apparently were no incidents of strangers doing this.
Right.
But it became in the 80s like a real big panic to the point where some hospitals offered to x-ray candy for people.
That seems like a waste of time for everybody. They had to develop those x-rays.
Yeah, I can't imagine walking into a hospital, especially if you're like seeing actual like people dealing with life or death issues and saying, I hope you don't have any anything important to do tonight. I have $7 worth of candy here I'd like to have x-rayed.
Couldn't they put it through a metal detector?
I don't think a metal detector can pick up a needle or a razor blade. Probably a razor blade, maybe, but...
Not a razor blade. What are we doing?
Yeah, but I think metal detectors have to be pretty precise. They definitely can pick up a needle. You could sneak a needle onto a plane, Tim. I'm not suggesting you should.
Jeez, Tom, stop.
Well, but I'm just saying, I don't think you could do much with one needle. You're not going to be able to hijack a plane.
Yeah, but I mean, between you trying to get needles on planes, you 3D printing a gun out of plastic, so you can bring that on a plane.
No, I forget. I think it was one time when me and you were traveling together. I like accidentally had like a big knife in my bag. Like I never carry a knife. I think it was like I had recently gone camping or something. And like, boy, did I get a talking to. And I was right. I was like, I did not know that was in there. I get it. Yeah, you can take that and throw that away. And he's like, sir, do you know? I'm like, I understand what's dangerous about a knife on a plane. It was an accident. Either take it and throw it out or arrest me and put me in jail.
Did you say that second part?
No, because I could see them just arresting me and putting me in jail. And I think it was already late for my flight. That was the last thing I needed. Tim, along the lines of putting razor blades and stuff in candy, there
which
was
you
also,
shouldn't do.
Right. Well, and also I forgot to mention this. I don't know if this was in our town or not, but on Long Island, a community group gave prizes to children who stayed home for Halloween 1982.
Stayed home? They gave prizes for staying home?
Yeah, to children. I mean, me and you were infants. We were not out trick-or-treating then, so.
Yeah, I was but 5 months old.
Yeah. Oh, you probably had an adorable costume on, though, I can imagine.
I was probably dressed as a pumpkin. A little pumpkin.
Well, you should see if you can, because you probably didn't go out. You're probably eligible for one of these prizes.
Oh, my God, yeah. Can you send me that article?
Yeah. Well, Tim, I've got a claim here, too, because I'm pretty sure as a one-year-old, I wasn't going out trick-or-treating. So I think we might be do some prizes with interest.
Guess what? You get a prize for staying home on Halloween. Guess what? You get a better prize for going out on Halloween. A whole bunch of fucking candy.
Yeah, I guarantee. I'm sure the prize was like a bookmark or some dumb thing. Yeah. It was certainly not, because who would have been behind this?
Could have been 10 bookmarks. I'm still not taking that deal.
Who would have been behind this, you know, bankrolling this thing to get anything remotely decent?
I don't know. Who did the church? Was the church
just
behind
said
this?
A community group. So my guess is like a Knights of Columbus or something like that.
Yeah.
What are the other ones called? You know, those like an Elks Lodge, social clubs.
What would they have to gain from it?
I don't know, but I could see them thinking like, this is a great prize for kids. It's, you know, a bar coaster or something.
Man, people friggin' trying to provide incentives for kids not to have fun.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you people?
Well, they thought that, you know, trick-or-treating was the most dangerous thing you could do. And that was
based on what?
Well, based on no information. But back then, there was no information.
Yeah, I mean,
there was like no way to find anything out. Like, you would hear that this happened. It was like, well, I'll have to, go to the library and see if I can find evidence.
I think we grew up in the best era for that kind of stuff, because there wasn't no information. There was information, mm-hmm. but it's not like now where like bad information is going to spread like wildfire.
Right. Like, well, and we were also like young, old enough that we were around when the internet wasn't a thing, and then, you know, grew up with the internet becoming a thing. So like could appreciate how much easier things got.
Yeah, that's true.
Finding out information like that.
I still think they should destroy the internet. They should just take an axe to it.
Yeah, I mean, on the whole, it was not a good thing. But
yeah.
Along with that, there were also rumors that they were giving out, bad people, punks, were giving out temporary tattoos. But guess what? They were laced with LSD.
I mean, you can lace anything with LSD from what I learned.
You do not need a lot of LSD, and LSD is very inexpensive to produce. So you could just make anything LSD. And the thing I never got about it was, I've never done LSD. I don't think it works unless you put it in your mouth, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
Like, I don't think you could just, like...
I'm not a drugs person, Tom.
I don't think you could just, like, wet it and put it on your arm and have an acid trip.
Why not?
I don't know, just because I don't think it works that way. I think you got to put it on your tongue.
Do you think a lot of kids were licking and sticking, though?
Maybe. Maybe that's what they were relying on. I never did that. I would use water to...
Because I wasn't a temporary tattoo kind of guy. They never had the designs I wanted.
Nude women?
Yeah. And I was all pissed off because the candy cigarettes were all candy and not actual cigarettes.
Right. What
the hell is this, bubble gum wrapped in paper?
Yeah. I'm trying to be a tough guy here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not huge into temporary tattoos as a kid, but I enjoyed a temporary tattoo now and then. And if you didn't wet those things a lot, they just didn't go on right. And they looked like shit. So... I don't think licking would have worked, but these kind of things also come up nowadays with, marijuana edibles,
right?
That there's always like, oh, look out there. And what I never understand is that people don't get the idea of, you know, drugs cost money. A lot of drugs are expensive. The last thing people with drugs want to do is give them away for free.
Yeah, and like, this is gonna sound, just go with me on this.
All right.
I understand why some sick puppy, some real sadist, would be like, I want to inflict chaos and harm and pain, so I'm gonna put a razor blade in this, right? Mm-hmm. I don't understand, and I don't even need to be around to see the aftermath of it, or
right. Like, I'll get off later just thinking about it.
Yeah, but like, who's like, I'm gonna give a kid a gummy or mm-hmm. like a
brownie,
some marijuana candy, mm-hmm. and they're gonna like fall asleep early.
Yeah.
Like, what's the sick end game there?
Yeah,
you're
I don't
not
know.
Inflicting pain, that, you're like, probably just like confusing. It's like if you give a dog, if you put wine in a dog's water dish, it's like, yeah, the dog's probably just gonna be like, ugh, this, I don't know what's going on, and then like a few hours later, be fine.
So what you're advocating is for drugging children.
No, I'm not advocating it. I don't see why anybody would go to any great lengths to do it.
But so that's the only thing keeping you from doing it is what you're saying. Just the hassle, the trouble of doing it.
No, the fact that there's
otherwise
no reason.
You think it's very funny to do. Wow.
No, what I said is that there's no reason to do it. I think you misunderstood what I was saying.
And there's no reason to do it because you can't see what happens. You can't get the payoff.
No, you weren't listening to me at all, were you?
No, I think I was listening very closely, Tim. Yeah, I mean, parents would probably be like, oh, I don't know what happened to little Timmy, but I thought he'd be all hopped up on all those candies he ate, but he's in there sleeping like a baby.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, it's going to be like, oh, and then he's going to, like, watch cartoons and fall asleep. Oh, no.
Watch cartoons and laugh hysterically at them and then fall asleep. I'm going to move on to the next urban legends, if you don't mind.
Okay. I don't mind, Tom.
This is an urban legend that, unlike those ones, turned out to be true, which is that there have been multiple incidents... sadly, of people committing suicide and being mistaken for Halloween decorations.
That's a bummer.
That's a real bummer. A woman, I didn't write down what states this happened in. It was in the U.S., both these, but a poor woman hanged herself by a busy road on Halloween or close to Halloween. And it took something like 15 hours, like an entire day before, anybody was like, oh, that's weird that, why would they decorate, just a random part of the road and, went to check it out and found out, well, no, that's not a decoration. And
do you think that was intentional on her part?
I don't know. I mean, I get possibly just because I've not heard of many incidents of somebody hanging themselves like by a busy road
on Halloween.
Exactly. Like, you know, any time I've heard about somebody hanging themselves, it's usually in the privacy of their own home. Mm-hmm. The other incident, and again, like a type of incident that you don't anticipate or normally think of as something somebody does, you know, in public or whatever, or outside, was this guy also sadly committed suicide by shooting himself in the head while sitting out on his apartment balcony, and was there for days. People thought it was a dummy, like pretending to be, you know, like a bloody corpse.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you know, somebody eventually was like, well, Halloween's over and this guy's not taking his decorations down.
I mean, don't you think that is a little bit of an indictment of the way that people decorate for Halloween, that these horrible, horrible tragedies are mistaken for decorations in the style, right? Like,
yeah, but I mean, the thing is, it's not like, oh, if only people had realized sooner, these people could have been saved. They were already dead.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But the fact that we're so uncomfortable talking about this because these are horrible stories,
right?
Of people who you know, were met terrible demises.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also so close to the thing that, like, we're decorating like this for fun.
So you ultimately think it's a good thing? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think it's a bad thing to maybe normalize decorating fun things with dead bodies, with fake dead bodies.
Wow. Quite an opinion to have, Tim. And we'll hear more about it after the break.
God damn it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But getting drained.
I had to do the going up. To show you the going down.
You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/complete guide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Tim, let's talk about maybe a more supernatural urban legend.
Okay. So this is less trick-or-treating related. And more alien related?
No. Aliens aren't supernatural.
What are they?
They're natural.
As natural as God's green earth, huh?
God made aliens.
Yeah.
That's what
we had that health teacher in high school who was just like, I know they say marijuana is God's herb, and you hear everybody say, look, this is God's herb. It's no big deal. Everywhere you go, people are saying Jesus it's Christ. God's herb.
No, Tim, I don't remember him saying it. I remember you saying that on the podcast like a month ago. You've now become the person. So you're talking about a guy who said this is God's herb and that everybody calls it that and nobody called it that. And now you're a guy who says, remember all the people that said it was God's herb? It's just becoming like a, I don't know, like a Russian nesting doll.
No, I still contend that nobody's called it God's herb. I just think this guy didn't have his finger on the pulse.
Yeah. I mean, calling it God's herb is not a bad idea, a bad way to put it. But I mean, aren't all herbs like, he's like, it's not like one of those built in a laboratory herbs like thyme or sage. This is God's herb. No, Tim, I'm not talking about aliens. I'm talking about ghosts. I'm talking about spirits. Tim, what do you know about the legend of Bloody Mary?
The legend of Sleepy Hollow?
No, a Bloody Mary, Tim. Jeez, God. Not everything's about men, Tim. Sometimes women have spooky things, too.
The legend of Bagger Vance?
No. Bloody Mary.
You said it three times.
No. She's behind me. Well, so the amount of times you have to say it varies according to different local customs.
So what is it? You look in a mirror. This is the first I heard of it. First thing I heard of it was that from, like, you know how sometimes you have to spend time with, like, family friends that you don't see that often, and their kids are, like, weird, and they're not, like, your friends.
And your parents are always trying to explain, like, oh, this is so-and-so, and I know them for, and you're like, I could not care less.
Yeah, it's like, all I know is I have to hang out with this weird kid who's, like, not my age, usually like a couple of years older, a couple of years younger, which
from
is probably
like
why
a town that's like 10 miles away that I've never heard of.
Exactly.
That might as well be Mars.
Yeah. And all those like just have this like
and that kid's
like,
telling you that his uncle's the president of Nintendo.
No, that's where like when I was like 6 years old, they showed me Rosemary's Baby.
Right.
And like, but, or the one time where they, another one, were telling me about Bloody Mary. And what it was was, if you went into, if you looked in a mirror in the dark.
Yes.
And said Bloody Mary three times.
Mm-hmm.
It was unclear what would happen, but Bloody Mary would come, but I wasn't sure who Bloody Mary was.
Yeah, that I, from what I heard of it, which was, I heard of it local, Tim. I heard of it in our grade school. It was also very unclear what would happen other than, honestly, I think it was just like, wouldn't that be scary? If you saw, you know, a woman, a ghostly woman who's covered in blood in the mirror, like she doesn't have to drag you to hell or you know, scratch out your eyes or anything like that. It would just, it would be enough. You'd probably just die from fright if you saw that happen.
Yeah. I don't think I was ever afraid of death or being dragged to hell.
Yeah.
And you know what? Drag me to hell. See if I care. It sounds cool down there.
Oh, Tim, you might be in for a shock later this month.
I don't know, man. I think you might wind up enjoying yourself a little bit more than you think, Tom.
I might like it enough to stay there.
I just feel like you need to live in the moment and keep an open mind when we go to hell later this month.
I never heard it as three. I think I heard it as seven. And from what I was reading online, it would sometimes go to as high as 13, which makes
that's too many things.
No, it makes sense because the more you have to say it, because you can go in a room and say Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, and then nothing happens. You're like, see, I told you it's stupid. But if you had to say it like 13 times,
you're ratcheting up the suspense with everyone. Yeah, yeah,
exactly. You're not going to be able to rush through 13 of them. Even if you're trying to go fast, it's still going to take you, you know, I don't know, 20 seconds. And you're going to have those entire 20 seconds thinking, what if this is real?
Yeah. And then once you reach 11, you're like, nah, I don't know. And then 12,
Well,
shaking in your boots.
In grade school, we did Bloody Mary in the third grade bathroom. Well, there wasn't a bathroom for the whole grade, but it was in the classroom, it was a bathroom. Mm-hmm. That bathroom, boy, a lot of stuff happened in that bathroom. That was a bathroom that I've mentioned on the show before. A girl came out of that bathroom, and for whatever reason, it was the first time I noticed, like, hey, that girl's wearing jeans, and jeans have a fly, and flies are for boys to pee out of. That must mean she's actually a boy. And I it put this hypothesis to, you know, the class, and is understandably very upsetting to that girl because I didn't realize, you know, what I was saying.
And so you're blaming this on the bathroom?
No. I'm just saying that that happened in that bathroom because I think she wouldn't come out of the bathroom and the teacher had to go in the bathroom and talk with her.
Yeah.
And, you know, tell her I was a bad kid or whatever. Well, I don't know what she told her to get her. I mean,
she wouldn't have been far off.
To get her out of the bathroom. That was also, that was the great after.
He comes from a Sega household. He doesn't have a Nintendo.
That was the grade after a teacher told us that, like, this one girl in our class who was, like, just very disruptive, like, she left one day. She would, you know, leave to go to the nurse every day. And the teacher told us, like, she has to go there and take medication because she's very disruptive. But you can't tell anyone I told you this. How old are you in second grade? 7 years old?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you can't keep a secret.
Yeah, it was like, why are you trusting 25 7-year-olds to keep somebody's medical secret?
There was a new kid that came to our school in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a nice kid, but like he was there for like probably a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then he left to go to the nurse, and our teacher was like, hey, look, I don't know why you guys have all been treating Daniel so badly. And all of us were kind of like, what? Oh, that new kid? Yeah, I don't know. Like I just feel like nobody was like being mean to him or anything.
Right.
And then she was like, when we told Daniel he had to go to the nurse to get a physical, but that was a lie.
Wait, what?
We just wanted to send him out of the classroom so I could talk to you. You guys all better start being nicer to Daniel. And like,
he's standing nude in the nurse's room right now.
Yeah, and like, I understand, like, I was in third grade. I don't know what other kids were saying to Daniel. But
what,
like,
what kind of lawsuit could a parent bring if a teacher to just get a kid out of the classroom for a few minutes, send him to the nurse to get an unnecessary physical examination?
Yeah, and it was like, why would you tell us that the whole physical conceit was a sham?
Right. Why
let
you in on
that?
That
part of it.
Yeah.
You could just be like, well, now that Daniel's not here, look, can you got to treat him nicer. You got to include him more or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah, it probably wasn't that long of a talk. I mean, every day a kid had to go get all the milk. Why not just make Daniel the kid that had to go get all the milk?
Yeah, I don't know. But, and then don't say, and we made him get the milk today to get him out of the classroom so I could talk to you guys.
Right, because I assume this was repeated to Daniel within 10 minutes of him returning.
No, we fucking knocked it out of the park, Tom.
Wow, you guys, no snitches in that classroom.
A week later, sitting on the playground with Daniel, just chewing the cud.
Yeah.
Just chilling, and it worked because I we became friendly.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, remember a couple of weeks ago when I went to the nurse for some reason. They wouldn't tell me why, but when I came back, everybody was being so nice to me, and I was like, yeah, I don't know, Daniel. What do you say me and you take a trip down the slide or whatever? Change the subject. But it worked, and he was none the wiser. So
your teacher convinced like a whole class to gaslight this kid.
Yeah, but it's a positive gaslighting.
The bathroom that I mentioned earlier, it was also where our teacher one time was using that bathroom and ran out of toilet paper.
The teacher was using it?
Yeah.
When kids were, like, you can't go to the bathroom when there's 30 kids right outside the door.
I don't know.
That are your responsibility.
No, I think she would do it a lot, and it was, like, fine.
She was crying in there, Tom.
No, she wasn't crying in there. I think we were, like, doing a test or whatever. So it was, like, you know,
it's
I'd
the
get
worst
it.
Time.
Well, what else? Cheat. What else are you gonna do if you're the teacher and you really gotta pee?
You freaking hold it.
Sometimes you can't hold it, Tim. You know that.
I know, but that's why I never became a teacher.
And that's the only reason.
Yeah,
I forgot
it was
that
my
you
lifelong dream, Tom. And I just I wanted the flexibility to urinate whenever I wanted to.
I forgot that you went all you have your bachelor's in education. You got your teaching certificate.
I have my master's in education, Tom.
Yeah, it never crossed my mind to ask why you didn't go into teaching as a career.
Yeah, I mean, the hardest course I had to take was holding in your pee.
I never understood when I was a kid. I would bring this up all the time. Like, hey, I'm in fourth grade. Does that mean I could teach third grade?
Yeah, but no, you can't.
Well, I don't know. If I got straight A's in third grade, like, I could teach it. I know everything in there.
You don't know how to teach people, though.
I know, not to go to the bathroom.
Even now, do you think a class of, like, 25 to 30... 7 or 8 year olds, do you think you'd be able to like hold their attention without just losing your mind for an hour even?
No, I would be an unbelievable nightmare. I don't know how, especially like a grade school teacher, no, high school teachers too. I don't know how any teachers just keep their cool.
Yeah. Oh, high school. Like I could teach honors classes in high school, I think. Right.
Yeah.
And like kids who like care about their grades and how they do. But oh man, I think I would like slap a kid.
Yeah, exactly. Like I would not be, I would curse out or physically harm a teenager.
We had a high school teacher that got to his wit's end with our friend Jeff, right, and kicked him.
I don't remember that, but I do remember tales of another teacher slapping a kid.
Yeah,
and it being like kind of pushed under the rug. And in fairness, it was did you hear so and so slapped, you know, the whatever the kid's name was, and it was like, oh, I could see it with that kid, yeah.
Yeah, a teacher gave me a bloody lip, but I deserved it.
Well, and that was you were kissing them too hard, right?
No, actually, what I was doing is I was shoving my middle finger in his face, and he responded by shoving his middle finger in my face with such force that he hit me in the mouth and my lip started bleeding. But we just called no harm, no foul.
Well, I'm sure he freaked out because that's not an explanation he'd want to give.
Exactly.
But this teacher, she was in the bathroom and ran out of toilet paper and opened the door a crack and was like, can one of the girls come to the door?
Well, you got to name names at that point.
I think she did then name. I think she was like probably racking her brain, like who sits in the last row. No, actually,
she's racking her brain. What is the name of one of the 17 girls in my class?
No, you know what? I'm remembering now. It was the same girl that I brought up that had a fly in her pants, a zipper.
Right.
And that girl was like by far the most like mature of the third graders. So like it makes sense. And also they had a they had a bond now. So yeah. In a lot of ways, I guess I was responsible for that. I helped her out getting the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are weirdly specific memories that you have.
I also remember that same teacher went on the swings with us one time, and she was swinging the wrong way. And I was like, you're going to get in a lot of trouble. And she was like, I'm wearing a dress. I can't swing. And like, I was too young to really understand. Like, well, what does that mean? It's like, oh, the whole playground would see up this woman's dress. All right.
Right.
But
I could see why we weren't allowed to swing. So the swings were right up against a fence, and on the other side of the fence was the woods.
Yeah, where a lot of perverts were.
Yeah, like there were like perverts lurking on the other side of the fence while we were all out at recess.
Yeah, they would tell us like, don't talk to that guy on the other side of the fence in the woods.
Yeah, and so like we would also go real high on the swings and then jump off.
Yeah.
But if we did that, if we were facing the other way and we jumped off, we'd jump right over that fence into
somebody
the woods.
Somebody did that once.
Into the arms of the waiting pervert on the other side.
I remember somebody did jump over because that was a big question we had. Like, if you went the wrong way, could you jump over the fence? And somebody did it.
Wow. There's barbed wire on that fence too, right?
It wasn't barbed wire, but it was like spiky at the top, like it wasn't trimmed, but he made it. And then like, it was hard for him to get back into the school after that because like you kind of had to like walk quite a ways to get back around the fence.
One time at recess, bad kids from the high school came.
Yeah.
And they just like walked onto the playground and we were in like third grade and they were just like talking to kids. And then finally, the aides got rid of them.
Yeah.
I remember talking and I went up to a friend who like the delinquent teens had come up and talked to. I was like, what did they say? And he's like, they said a lot of bad stuff. To me, they said, shut the beep up. And I went, hell? Like that. But no, it was the F word that they said.
Wow.
They said, shut the F up.
Can you imagine being a teenager and being like, let's go to the grade school playground and tell a kid to shut the fuck up? That's a good way to spend our lunch hour. But anyway, back to Halloween, Tim, back to spooks. The same bathroom was when we all, we were in the grade, we learned about Bloody Mary. And it was like, let's do Bloody Mary in the bathroom. And of course, it was like, let's do Bloody Mary in the bathroom, which meant let's have somebody go in and do Bloody Mary and everybody else will hold the door, hold the doorknobs. And then that kid can't get out. But then there, you know, for a brief while, we entertained the idea of forming a Ghostbusters club. I was the one in charge of the gadgets. So I was making the gadgets to catch ghosts.
What were you making them out of?
Almost like tinfoil and cardboard.
Nice.
That kind of thing. Never did catch a ghost.
That you know of.
Yeah, that I'm aware of. I don't know. I could be followed by a ghost to this day, maybe. Just a very good ghost. Or, you know, not good at being a ghost. Not necessarily a Casper-like figure. Tim, I wanted to end by talking about what is commonly known as Mischief Night or Devil's Night.
Now, this is the night before?
Before Halloween.
Halloween, okay.
I lost audio on you.
I'm just not saying anything.
Oh, okay. Mischief Night or Devil's Night. In parts of England, it's known as Mischievous Night, which I like.
Yeah, that's nice.
I didn't know in America, it is primarily, and this is like a weird combination of states, primarily a New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan thing.
New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, we heard about it in New York, and it was always like, man, Mischief Night, the, you know, the night of October 30th. Boy, you do not want to be out because all hell breaks loose. You know, it was described to us as kids like it was the purge.
I mean, here's the thing. I know that I heard this from our friends that went to Catholic school for high school.
Yeah.
That Mischief Night was a thing, but they also had Halloween and the day after Halloween off from school every, like, because...
Well, that doesn't sound like a Catholic school, Tim. That sounds like some kind of a pagan high school that they were going to.
No, what is November 1st, like All Saints Day or something?
All Hallows Eve.
No, I think...
Yeah, I think it is All Saints Day.
And I think that's like why Halloween is the day before or something. You know, I think there's a reason. But like, I heard a lot of exaggerated stories about brawls from Jimmy.
Oh, really?
Where it'd be like, oh yeah, we all went to the woods and my high school and another high school just like beat the shit out of each other. People brought chains and were like hitting each other, swinging chains. And like,
it was like, oh, nobody had to go to the hospital or anything?
Yeah, weird. You came out unscathed, yeah, even though you weigh 100 pounds.
You don't have any bruising or anything. I remember as a kid, like, hearing about this, and then just like on that night, hearing like a car go by with like loud music. And I was like, oh, God, it's starting. This is it. This is what they were talking about. Like, yeah, some like local punks are about to kick down my parents' door with chainsaws and spray paint and mohawks and be like, it's Mischief Night.
If the purge happened,
mm-hmm.
If you heard the purge was it's 9:25 right now. If you heard the purge was going to happen in 3 hours or at midnight,
yeah,
what would you do?
I barricade everything, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not too worried here. I think I'd be fine.
Yeah. I'd be more worried about, like, somebody throwing something through the window.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'd be... you know what? Yeah, I don't think I'd be too worried.
I'm not that scared of the purge. I think I might participate. I think we'd all, like...
Oh, really?
I don't know. I think we'd all go to like Fifth Avenue and be like, let's go mess those people up.
Yeah, I don't know. But then, you know, there might be maniacs there just doing stabbing.
Oh, can I talk about my Halloween legend?
Sure.
Tom, I'm afraid of, and I know there are rumors and there might have been a movie about this, but I don't know of any actual documented cases. at one of these extreme haunted houses, or even like a Six Flags Fright Fest where they'll have a lot of people in costumes, like dozens of people, maybe over 100 people in costumes with like chainsaws and stuff that are, you know, going throughout the park to scare people, that a real maniac will slip in amongst the low paid scarers. With a real chainsaw or with a real knife and really start to start some real mayhem.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's an extension of the, you know, people committing suicide and being mistaken for decorations. Right. That in these situations where you have pretend violence, well, how would you know if real violence is happening? You know, if yeah, if somebody grabbed a park patron or a haunted house goer and just drag them, you know, screaming and laughing into another room where then they disemboweled them.
Yeah. Like, how do you tell a fake machete from a real machete?
Probably by seeing how sharp it is.
Yeah, one of them is made out of, like, paper mache or plastic.
You could have a fake machete that doesn't have a hard edge, or it doesn't have a sharp edge, rather, but it's still made out of metal.
Yeah.
Still, yeah, you got to be careful with that, even if it doesn't have a sharp edge. Oh, a word to the wise out there of anybody working in any haunted houses this year.
Would you go to a haunted house this year?
No, I would not go to a haunted house this year.
Catch Do you want to go to Fright Fest?
Catch a deadly disease. I don't think, is Fright Fest even happening?
It's happening.
Is Fright Fest just they, you know, put a few people in like a contained space and they're like, and we're not going to let you out.
It's outside. Everybody
just freaks out.
It's fine.
Tim, did you do any mischief as a teen, either on Mischief Night or on Halloween night itself?
Not really. I mean, there were a couple of years where this seemed incredibly dangerous, and I didn't take part in this aspect of it. But I got a lot of shaving cream, you know, for a couple of years. But what a lot of people would do is they would take a lighter and melt the nozzle of the shaving cream, and then put a needle or a pin in there to make a very small opening, and that way when you sprayed it, it would, the hole would be so small that it would shoot really far.
I don't think I was aware of that,
but I was always like,
I might
nervous.
Try that tonight.
I was like, why are we putting a flame up to a
can of compressed
exactly
yeah.
And I was probably being a little bit of a wuss.
Yeah, I think it would take more than a lighter.
I was a famous wuss in high school.
Some people might say you still are.
Would you say I'm a wuss, Tom?
I didn't say it. I'm just saying. I'm saying some people might say that.
Who might say that, though?
People, Tim. People. I don't know everybody. Some people might think that.
Have you ever heard anybody say
that? If you asked 100 people, is this guy a wuss, you're telling me not one of them would say, yeah, maybe.
Okay, but out of 100 people, how many people do you think would say yes?
Well, I actually have asked 100 people, and overwhelming majority said that they do think you're, 99 out of 100.
Did they specify what specifically made them think that?
A lot of that, it was all kinds of reasons. A lot, you know, it was all kinds of types of wuss they thought you were. It really ran the gamut.
Like what?
Like, oh, he's afraid of bugs. He's afraid.
I'm a little afraid of bugs, maybe.
He's afraid of ghosts. He's afraid.
I'm not afraid of ghosts.
He's well.
I'm on record of not being afraid of ghosts. Ghost has never killed anybody.
Say that to the ghost behind you.
Dumb. That's fine. I would love for a ghost to haunt me.
Oh, boy. Oh, he's asking for a ghost.
Only one of us, Tom, is afraid to go to hell.
Any ghosts out there listening, you just got an open invite to haunt Tim.
Bring it on.
Melting. So you were afraid of that. So you didn't partake in that.
I mean, I partook in some shaving cream shenanigans.
Yeah, that was the one that I feel like when I was a teen, it was like acceptable as far as like my parents were concerned. That was like, oh, what, you know, what are you really going to do with shaving cream?
Yeah, I never dabbled in eggs.
I do remember getting a very sore throat from shaving cream, from a shaving cream fight. I swallowed too much shaving cream.
You swallowed any of it? That's alarming. Let alone too much.
It was a very bad sore throat. It was like menthol shaving cream.
You're really not supposed to ingest shaving cream.
I never partook in throwing eggs either, mostly out of like, I don't know, like anywhere around Halloween, most places will not sell eggs to a teenager. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was a year that I like snuck one or two eggs out of, you know, my refrigerator and probably like broke them in my pocket before I even got anywhere.
Yeah. And like the most I would do is probably like throw it at a friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. I wouldn't have like thrown it at a house. But I was famously blamed for breaking a person's window, a family's window. That were like friends of ours. I'm not going to name names.
You better not. One of an elected official.
I didn't find this out until the next day, even though this kid was like a friend of a friend of a friend whose like house we had stopped by on like before it was even dark out on Halloween. And I found out the next day, like, somebody threw, I think it was a candy bar, through their like living room window. Like, I think,
I mean, that's nice. That's a gesture. And honestly, what kind of windows do they have? Maybe they should invest in stronger windows.
That's true. I mean, I know my living room window growing up, that was double pane glass. That would birds flew into it a couple of times.
Yeah, well, your family had a lot of enemies.
Exactly. We did have a mostly bulletproof glass as a necessity. We couldn't get insured otherwise. But this kid was a kid I barely knew and was famously friends with literally the worst kid in our class. Like the biggest, like juvenile delinquent, had been like arrested multiple times for like, you know, shoplifting and like violence, had been suspended. Like he eventually got expelled from our school. He might have even been expelled at that point. And I just remember like the next day hearing like, oh, this kid's parents think you did that because you were like the one kid that when like, you know, six of you came by, maybe even more, like 10 kids came by, they didn't know you. So they think it was you that did it.
I like how fervently you are defending yourself here and you're acting like this. Like, who cares?
I just, because I was mad about it.
25 years ago.
I confronted her about it too, the mom, because she was like a PTA mom or something. And she was like, well, you know, bygones are by. I'm like, I didn't do it. Your kid is friends with the worst kid. And just because you didn't know who I was, you assumed. And it happened like hours after we had been there. And they just assumed like, oh, it must have been that.
I like that you also said you famously got blamed for this.
I was blamed. I don't want to get into it. I was blamed for a lot of things mistakenly as a kid.
I wasn't allowed to get into much mischief on Halloween night.
Like I didn't get into mischief, Tim.
My parents
dare you?
Were pretty strict about that. And I think with good reason, because I could, and I think I still can, get carried away with stuff. Like I'm pretty much a scaredy cat.
Right.
Once I get going, like things too far. Yeah. So I think my parents might have figured that out about me and were always like, we're going to always try to keep him as calm as possible.
Keep him on a short leash.
Yeah.
We don't want a ding dong ditch turning into a multiple murder.
Exactly.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter at completeguide. Follow us on
Instagram. Get off Facebook. Stop with the Facebook. Delete your accounts.
Get off Facebook and follow us on Instagram at tcgte. It's a different company. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
You can follow me at Your Pal Tim.
If you want to support the show, check out our sponsors. Also check out patreon.com/completeguide for our second show called Books the Podcast. This week we are finishing up Sweet Valley High Book 2 Part 2 Camp Killer. Boy, talk about spooky. I don't know. You're not actually, well, you'll hear about it in the episode, but it did get a little spooky, but it was overall a very bad book.
Yeah, I'm happy to bring the Sweet Valley High series to a close.
We read all 175 of them. Patreon.com/complete guide. You can get that episode and all the back episodes too. Yeah. That's all the plugs that I have for today, Tim. I was reading about that some people would hollow out eggs and fill them with Nair and then throw them at people. This was in Queens, New York, your former home, during something that they called Cabbage Night, because they would throw vegetables at car, rotten vegetables.
Yuck.
And also eggs filled with Nair that they would, you know, like hit somebody in the head with and that they would go bald.
Nair to me is, it's wild to me that that's on the shelves of drugstores and grocery stores.
Yeah, because it's basically like, I don't know, just like a low-grade acid or something. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I mean, its purpose is to burn hair off your body.
Yeah, like you can't leave it on skin for more than a few minutes, I believe, because it, you know, eventually it will just burn whatever it's touching.
Yeah,
it's like they formulated a chemical that's like, all right, this burns slow enough that by the time it burns your hair off, it's not going to be so uncomfortable that you're screaming.
Yeah, but I mean,
you'll have a good 5 minute window where you can wash this off before it starts burning through the layers of skin.
Yeah, I feel like it should be required that it's only administered by an accredited professional.
I mean, I think it's fine. I haven't heard of anybody.
You heard of people putting it in eggs?
Well, all right. Well, yeah, don't sell it to teenagers. Also, that's the kind of thing where it's like, did that really happen? Because I don't think that, like, you see the balls and Nair in the store, they're pretty little, and I think they're pretty expensive. So it's like, is it some teenager really spending like $15 to fill up one egg?
Yeah, I mean, I think the smart thing to do is put it in somebody's shampoo, right? Or conditioner.
Oh, absolutely. Then you know it's going to work.
Did that ever happen?
Don't mix it. You want it to like float at the top.
Or just replace it.
Yeah, or that. Has that ever happened? I'm sure that's happened. I mean,
no, have you known
have
anybody?
I ever done it? No.
I guess you don't really have that great of an access to people's shampoo. Like, it would have to be a close family member.
You'd be surprised at the kind of access I have to quite a few people's shampoo.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.